Welcome to this month's Guided Masturbation. This month, in honor of the hot weather, we are going to be doing something very, very special. I assume that it is very, very hot where you are. And even if it's not, well, tough, you are going to have to follow along anyway. I hope you were good and read the instructions before starting, because for this one, you will need ice. If you don't have it already, pause this and go get it. Okay, so for this hot month, you are going to strip, of course, and play with yourself using ice. While I am here sipping a nice glass of iced tea, imagine I am in the room with you, watching you, just leisurely sipping my tea and enjoying the show. I think one more piece of ice. Lovely. Now, if you're not already naked, make sure you are. And I want you to just start playing with yourself. Just get yourself hard. Imagine I am there, watching you, licking my lips, running my tongue over the ice in my glass. You can tell by where my eyes are wandering that I want you. I want you to go a little bit faster, get a little bit harder. Good. If you need more time to get yourself hard, pause this. If not, well, I want you to grab a cube of ice and imagine it's me reaching into my glass and grabbing an ice cube, putting it to my lips, wetting them, and then coming over to you, putting the cube of ice on one nipple and putting my cold mouth on the other. Close your eyes and put two ice cubes on each nipple and imagine that. I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Okay, very good. Put the ice cubes down. Your nipples should be nice and wet now. Start stroking again. While I'm just here, sipping and watching. Go a little bit faster. Good, good. You are so, so good for me. So good. This is exactly what we need on a hot day like this. Well, maybe not what you need. I'm sure you're sweating with the exertion right now. Poor darling, slow down a little bit. We don't want you to pass out. Get that glass of water that was in the instructions. Here you go, take a sip. Imagine it's me coming over to give you a sip of my drink. There you go. Good boy, good boy. And then I kiss you. Stroke yourself. Lovely. Now I'm going to grab another ice cube. You grab one too. And I'm going to run it over the shaft of your cock. You do it and imagine it's me. I'm going to just trail my lips down your neck, grab another ice cube, and imagine it's my cold mouth trailing down your neck. Now back to your nipples. Wherever my tongue is going, that's where your ice cube should be. Oh, this is thirsty work. Take another drink, darling. Nice. Okay. Now take the ice cube off your cock. Good boy. I'm going to give you another 20 seconds to stroke yourself. And again, I'm just going to lounge on my couch and watch you do it while sipping my nice, cold drink. Okay, good boy. Take the ice cubes again. Put one on each nipple. And imagine it's me doing it. I'm holding the ice cubes. I'm twirling them around your nipples, not quite touching the tip of them. That little rosebud, I'm just leaving it alone for now. Circling around it. Yes. Very good. Now, I'm going to put the ice directly on that little nub. Look how erect they are. So, so good. I love to see them like that. I'm going to put the ice cubes down and pinch them. Go on, you do it. But in your mind, it's me. Pinch them. Squeeze them. Very good. Twist them. Grab the ice again. Put the ice on them, make sure they stay nice and erect. Good, okay. Now I'm going to drop one of the ice cubes, and I'm going to grab your cock, and I'm going to start pumping it while moving the ice cube from nipple to nipple until it melts. You have until the ice cube melts to come. Understand? Very good. If you don't come before the ice cube melts, Well, you're just going to have to grab another ice cube, many, I believe, and put them on your cock until it goes soft. Because if you can't come before the ice cube melts, well, I suppose you are just not disciplined enough. You don't have enough control over your body. And we are just going to have to work on that. If your body can't obey these specific instructions well, that is something you are going to have to practice on. And I think this little exercise is the perfect way to do that. So, if you fail the first time, I want you to try this exercise again tomorrow. Let me know how you get along. Put your answer in the comments under this guided masturbation. I really want to know how many times it takes you to get this right. Can you do it the first time? I really hope so. If not, tell me how many times it takes you. I look forward to hearing your answers.